Star Report with Sasha Star.
So yesterday, a huge announcement came out of the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, which, if you don't recognize the name, they're the ones giving out the little gold statuette come Oscar time. And you may or may not know that the last Oscar broadcast was, I think, the lowest ever. Wow. I mean, still 26.5 million people, but the lowest ever.
Okay.
So what has Oscar gone and done? They've decided to revamp things a bit, give a bit of a refresher. So, A, we're going to get a shorter award ceremony.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Meaning that some awards will be given out during the commercial breaks, and then an edited version of that will be shown later on during the show. They're promising to keep it under 3 hours, or 2-3 hours, which, I must be honest, I've watched the Oscars live for I don't know how many years, and they promise it every single year. So we'll see, but they are making efforts. The big thing, though, is that they've added a new category.
That's going to make it shorter.
So we we don't just have Best Picture anymore. We have Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film.
Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film.
What does that even mean?
So now this is going to open it up for all those blockbuster films that come out that are usually overlooked in favor of more artistic.
Like, you can't give an Oscar to that film. It's just so lowbrow, darling.
It's true, though. And you know what? I'm feeling very itchy about this. Like, I'm not comfortable.
Yeah, because they're going to go give, like, an Oscar to the Green Lantern or something.
Something like that. Oh, something ridiculous like that. And it's not just me who's feeling like this is not correct. Rob Lowe, who is an actor himself, said, "The film business passed away today with the announcement of the popular film Oscar. It had been in poor health for a number of years. It has survived by sequels, tentpoles, and vertical integration." But my favorite comment is from, I think he's a journalist, Mark Harris. He says, "It truly is something that in the year Black Panther, a movie made just about entirely by and with black people, grosses $700 million, the Academy reaction is, we need to invent something separate, but equal."
So you think that they're going to give it to Black Panther?
That's 100%.
Well, it's sounding like that. I don't want to lie. I agree with that.
But would Black Panther and the team behind it not rather have been recognized amongst all its peers?
It is, no.
But yeah, this is always the thing with Oscars. Like, they don't always give it to, like, well-grossing films.
Well, I remember, it was about 10 years ago, The Dark Knight was overlooked for Best Picture.
Again,
and
with the black
aspect. There was an uproar. There was an uproar. And I was amongst that uproar, mainly because, yes, it was seen as this huge, grossing blockbuster film that came out in the summer and had a stream of comic book fans, but it was a great film. It was smart. It was well put together.
Yeah.
And it was overlooked. So now, we're assuming that films such as those will be given attention through this new category.
But now it's like actually, I think for lack of a better word, dumbing down.
I agree. And as an Oscar faithful, I'm uncomfortable.
I don't know. I think there is a separate argument to it. Because as you say, it's not impossible that a film of great popularity isn't also completely stupid. So shouldn't those filmmakers also be recognized?
Yes, at the Razzie Awards.
I mean, think about it, right? Comic books back in the day were like in the 1930s, were like, it was like children's thing. You know, people would read it on the street.
Right.
But now, if you read like comics, you're like, you've got to be clever, slightly geekish. You've got to know the whole knowledge. It's like a proper art form.
Yes.
So why can't we apply the same standards to movies? I mean, imagine Charlie Chaplin. Did he ever get an Oscar? He probably did, actually. I don't know. But, you know, I just want to see, like, Sacha Baron Cohen getting an Oscar for Who Is America? And then we'll know that it actually...
Well, that can't happen
because it's not a movie. That's true.
Movie.
But you
I
see,
hear what you're saying.
Borat. When Borat gets an Oscar.
Good God. Oh, no.
Listen, I wouldn't be surprised if Sacha Baron Cohen received an acting Oscar.
Right.
Because, again, he portrays this role ingeniously, and even the script. But to just give a film an award because it's popular?
I mean, honestly.
No.
Okay.
If a film is good, let it go up against every other good movie out there.
The toffee-nosed snobs in the studio have spoken. What else is going on in Hollywood?
Let's move on.
Please.
Because Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, they're still bashing it out.
Are they?
Brangelina. Oh, just calm down, guys.
You know, I actually loved Brangelina.
Everyone loved Brangelina. When they broke up, it was on CNN. So basically, it's a he said, she said right now. Angie is saying that Brad has, quote unquote, failed to pay meaningful child support.
No, Angie can't be that girl. Does she?
It's out of money.
Is she like, no.
But Brad's sources say he has paid her millions. So, as I said, he said, she said, what she wants is actually to be divorced by the end of the year.
No, wait. The divorce has not been finalized.
No.
All these years later.
Just separation.
Just separation so they could still be.
Yeah. Get it sorted, guys. Get it done.
It's Brangia stroke Lena.
Exactly. Yeah. But finally, I had to include the story. On Women's Day, bless them, Jennifer Garner. So she's actually starring in a series coming up called Camping, which is about a married couple who go to the outdoors, and it's just one of those everything goes wrong type of series, right? And it appears as though Miss Garner, bless her heart, is letting art imitate life. She and her 12-year-old daughter went to Sweden on a trip before the 12-year-old started middle school. And basically, they were on a kayak in the sea. They got lost. They ended up paddling for 100 hours, ended up in the shipping lane. They had to be rescued.
The shipping lane?
They're fine.
That's a great photo.
After it, with the sunset, it's gorgeous, go check it out. But, yeah, maybe don't go kayaking with Jennifer Garner if you can help it. And that is your Star Report for today.
Thank you so much, Sasha Star, bringing us all of the kvetching and the, what's a good K alliteration there?
Kardashians, but we didn't
the fetching and the Kardashians without the Kardashians, in Hollywood. The kvetching and the coughing from Hollywood. Thank you so much. Really, very important to know, the sort of nonsense that people get overpaid for doing, in check, in fact. So that is good to know, and it's even fairly interesting. So very nice.